Have you ever felt like you're freewheeling down a mountain road? You have no low gear, the brakes are non-existent, and the only thing that's going to stop you is a wall or the side of the mountain. Well, that's life a lot of times, and we're going to be talking about that as we begin a short series, what to do when you're heading for or have hit the wall, and what to do about it on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. Hope you're having a good day and a good week. Hope you're not feeling like the intro, that you're free-falling down a mountain road without any low gears, no brakes, and you're headed for a wall. Have you ever wondered, though, if you're burning out? I know a lot of people who wonder that very thing. You know, there's a fine line between being tired and actually burning out. You know, the challenge is, though, once you've crossed that line, it's difficult to get back. Maybe you're not a person who suffers from depression. Maybe you can still get out of bed every day, and as a Christian, you continue to pray and continue to read your Bible, and you never lose your faith, but you just don't feel it. You know, people who aren't that close to you don't even realize what's going on. It seems normal. But you know that something inside of you is not right. Something feels broken, and you really don't know how to fix it. Your hope feels like it's dead. Your motivation, your interest, your passion has dropped to nothing. And you feel like you're in a strange land. You're in a fog. And you've been tired before, but you've never truly been burnt out. And it can feel very disorienting, and you don't know what to do. Burnout can deflate the soul and feel like you're just spiraling downward for quite a time. And to know that, though, is also to know that as you're working through it, that recovery can take a while as well. The good news, though, here is that there is life after burnout. And I'm telling you this because I know and I've dealt with this myself, and it seems that burnout is becoming increasingly more apparent in our culture, in the culture we're living in right now. And maybe you're right on the edge of a cliff right now, and maybe you're in a free fall. So how do you know if you're more than just tired? How do you know if you're burning out? Let me give you 10 things that I personally have experienced in this issue. And I hope they can help you see the wall coming and maybe help you avert and go another way, maybe get some help and deal with it more constructively and pull back the reins a little bit. You know, tired people can pull themselves back from the edge, but burnout people have a tendency to go to the edge of the cliff, and sometimes they fall off. So what are the 10 things? What are the 10 signs? Well, one, I think, is that your passion fades. You know, we all struggle with passion deficits from time to time, but burnout moves us into a place of sustained loss of motivation. You know, when you burn out, your passion sets like the sun. You know that life is important and what you do is important, but you just don't feel it anymore. So our passion fades. The second sign is that your main emotion is numbness. You no longer feel the highs or the lows. You know, if you're a healthy person, you feel things, you experience highs and lows. And when you burn out, you just don't feel either one of them properly anymore. You know, the things that we would celebrate, we're numb to, you just don't feel happy about. When someone's sick or fallen into trouble, you don't feel for them, you just feel numb. Burnout numbs your heart, and it's actually one of the earliest signs that you might be near to the edge. So number three, little things make you disproportionately angry. You know, it's not that burned out people have zero emotions, but I know when I burn out, the emotions I felt were often just wrong. One early sign that you're heading for burnout is that the little things start to set you off. Something very small, let's just say like a missed deadline on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, it might only be a 3, but you might react like it's an 11. It's a wrong price tag on it, and that's never good. Treating small things like they're big things is a sign that something is really wrong. It's deeper. And so when you regularly lose your cool over small things, it is a sign that maybe you're headed towards a burnout. Number four, everybody drains you. You know, people are a mixed bag for sure, and some energize you, some don't, and I get that. On this side of heaven, that's life. But when you burn out, you realize that nobody energizes you anymore, not even family, not friends. And we know in our head that they're good people, but our heart just doesn't feel it. So when nobody energizes you, it may be that you're the problem, not them. So number five, you're becoming cynical and you don't laugh anymore. You know, as I've gotten older, I found myself becoming more cynical. You know, it's hard not to become cynical, though, in this world, it seems like. But cynicism never finds a home in a healthy heart. And if you find your cynicism is moving quickly, it's advancing at a rapid rate, it may be a sign that you're burning out. And when you're burning out, nothing seems fun or funny. And at its worst, you begin to resent people who enjoy life. Number six, nothing satisfies you. One of the hardest aspects of burnout for me is that nothing seemed to satisfy me. Sleep didn't, prayer didn't, good people didn't, recreation, vacation, work didn't, food didn't. And these are signs of burnout, but they're also signs of depression. And number seven, you just can't think straight. When you're burning out, your heart messes with your head. You lose the ability to think straight. And you've probably listened to enough and read enough about midlife crisis and burnout to know that people make stupid decisions when they're burning out. They buy cars, they have affairs, they quit their jobs. All those things are just stupid decisions. But it's all pretty much, it finds itself based in being overwhelmed or depression or being burnt out. Some days, simply avoiding stupid is a win. Number eight, your productivity just drops. One sign that you know that you're burning out is that your productivity is faltering. It's going down. You know, you may be a fairly productive person, but when you fall into burnout, even doing the simplest things might take the longest time, or maybe they never get done. Maybe responding back to an email may take an hour. You can't think straight. Your pace is slowed down. And you feel like there's a cloud between you and everything that you're trying to do. Maybe you're working long hours, but you're producing little of value. That might be a case of burnout. Number nine, you're self-medicating. You know, in the early stages of burnout, many people turn to self-medicating to numb the pain. You could be overeating, overworking, you know, sexually addicted, drinking, impulsive spending, drugs. And you've chosen a path of self-medication over caring for yourself. Maybe you have fallen into these patterns, but people who are burning out almost always choose some way of self-medicating. People who are burning out almost always choose this pattern. And then finally, number 10, sleep and time off no longer refuel you. You know, it seems like you can take a day, a week, 2 weeks, a month of rest, but you never feel energized. You never feel fresh. You never bounce back. If you're burning out, none of these things really offer refueling. You know, if you're burning out, nothing seems to put you back in a place that you feel healthy again. So are you more than just tired? You know, how do you know if you're burning out? You know, identifying with just a few of these signs that I've just listed might just be a sign that you're tired. But if you identify with, I'd say, half of them, you might be close to the edge. If you identify with most or all of them, well, you might be in the same place that I've and many others have found themselves, and that being burnout. So how do you overcome burnout? What if you don't want to feel exhausted and burned out anymore? Can you get your personal life back on track? Yes, you can. But how? Well, that's what we'll look at next time in part two. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you and what you're seeing when it comes to fatigue and burnout. And please, give me an assist and review and rate the podcast. It really does help. So until the next episode, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurpose Man Podcast.